Welcome to Rebuilding Lives Podcast. This is episode 22, How to Handle Stressful Situations Without Relapse. In today's powerful episode, we'll dive deep into practical and empowering strategies to help you navigate stressful and overwhelming moments without compromising your recovery journey. Stress is a natural part of life, but when it feels unmanageable, it can lead to setbacks. That's why we're here to explore proven techniques for identifying and managing triggers, building emotional resilience, and discovering healthy, productive outlets for stress. We'll discuss how mindfulness, self-care, and developing a strong support network can make a significant difference in your ability to handle pressure. Whether you've battled the chains of addiction, faced overwhelming challenges, or are simply seeking tools to better cope with life's demands, this episode is packed with actionable advice tailored to your journey. Recovery is a lifelong commitment, and while stress may seem like an unwelcome companion at times, it is possible to manage it effectively and stay on track. Remember, recovery is always within reach. Stress is conquerable, and you are never alone in this process. Together, we'll uncover the tools, insights, and mindsets that can help you thrive, no matter how testing the times may be. So grab a notebook, find a quiet space, and join us for this insightful episode. Let's rebuild lives together, one step at a time, and help you create a life that is not only stress-free, but truly fulfilling and meaningful. Tune in now. Personal story. Years ago, I found myself trapped in a cycle that felt unbreakable. My job demanded endless hours, my personal life was falling apart, and I was running on empty. Every morning, I woke up already feeling drained, and every evening, I crashed under the weight of it all. To cope, I turned to unhealthy habits, overeating, isolating myself, and numbing out with distractions that only deepened my stress. It felt like I was trying to outrun a storm, but the harder I ran, the closer it loomed. Then one day, I hit a wall. Burnout gripped both my body and mind. I couldn't think clearly. I couldn't sleep properly. And my relationships were crumbling. I knew I couldn't keep living like this. Facing the truth was excruciating. I had to admit that I wasn't okay. But that moment of honesty was also the turning point I desperately needed. That awakening set me on a path of self-discovery. I began exploring ways to rebuild, not just survive. Mindfulness became my lifeline, helping me regain control over my thoughts and emotions. Professional therapy provided the tools I needed to untangle my patterns, and a network of supportive friends and family reminded me I wasn't alone. It wasn't easy. Some days were harder than others, but little by little, I began to heal. These tools saved me and revealed the vast potential of living a more balanced, intentional life. Now, I'm honored to share what I've learned, hoping it can help someone else find their way too. Understanding the cycle of addiction and stress. Before diving into solutions, it's crucial to understand how stress and addiction are deeply connected. Stress often acts as a powerful trigger, pushing us toward familiar ways of coping, even when those habits harm us. For some, it's substance abuse. For others, it's overworking, emotional eating, or shutting down completely. These coping mechanisms might temporarily numb the pain, but they ultimately reinforce the cycle, making the stress addiction loop harder to break. Unaddressed stress takes a toll, not just emotionally, but physically too. It disrupts sleep, spikes cortisol, and makes it harder to think clearly, leading to impulsive decisions. The longer this loop continues, the deeper the patterns become, and recovery can feel overwhelming. But here's the good news. Awareness is the first step to breaking the cycle. By understanding this pattern, you can begin to replace autopilot reactions with healthier, intentional responses. It takes effort, but change is possible. Mindfulness techniques to regain control. Mindfulness was a game changer for me. It's more than just sitting quietly or meditating. It's a way of living that helps you reconnect with the present moment. Stress often pulls us into spirals of regret about the past or worry about the future, but mindfulness grounds us right here, right now. It's not about eliminating stress altogether. It's about creating space to respond calmly instead of reacting impulsively. Here are some simple mindfulness techniques that made a difference for me. Box breathing. This is my go-to for moments of high stress or anxiety. Inhale deeply for 4 counts, hold your breath for 4 counts, exhale for 4, and repeat. It only takes a minute, but it's incredibly effective at calming the nervous system. Body scans. Lie down or sit comfortably. Slowly focus on each part of your body, starting from your toes and moving upward. Notice where you're holding tension, your neck, shoulders, jaw, and consciously release it. This practice helps you reconnect with your body and let go of physical stress. Name your triggers. Stress often comes from specific triggers, an overwhelming workload, difficult conversations, or even certain environments. Identifying these triggers is key. Journaling can help. Writing down your thoughts and feelings brings clarity and lessens their power over you. Mindful pauses. Take small pauses throughout your day to check in with yourself. Even 30 seconds to notice how you're feeling without judgment can make a difference. These practices don't magically remove stress, but they give you tools to handle it in healthier ways. Over time, they build resilience, helping you feel more grounded no matter what life throws your way. Moving forward. Breaking free from the stress addiction loop takes commitment, patience, and a willingness to embrace change, but it's a journey worth taking. Start small. One mindful breath to calm your racing thoughts, one honest conversation to lighten your emotional load, one intentional moment of self-care to remind yourself that you matter. Each small action creates a ripple effect, moving you closer to the balanced, intentional life you deserve. Remember, progress doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to start. Wherever you are on your journey, know that you're not alone, and it's never too late to begin again. Each day is a new opportunity to reset and take a step forward, no matter how small. Seeking professional help. You don't have to go through this alone, and in fact, you shouldn't. One of the hardest but most transformative steps in recovery is recognizing when you need help and asking for it. Trained counselors, therapists, or addiction recovery programs can provide tools and strategies tailored specifically to your struggles, guiding you toward a healthier life. If you're unsure where to begin, start by exploring local support groups or online therapy platforms. Many helplines and resources are available to point you in the right direction, often for free or at a low cost. Speaking personally, therapy was a game changer for me. With professional guidance, I was able to uncover the deeper roots of my stress and addiction issues, things I didn't even realize were influencing my behavior. This allowed me to address the problem at its foundation, rather than just managing the symptoms. If I hadn't sought help, I'm not sure I'd be where I am today. Accessing professional support isn't a sign of weakness. It's one of the strongest, most courageous things you can do for yourself. There's no shame in reaching out, and it could be the key to unlocking the better, healthier future you deserve. The power of self-care and boundaries. Recovery isn't just about quitting harmful behaviors, it's also about creating room for something better. That's where self-care and setting realistic boundaries come into play. These practices are essential for building a life rooted in balance and wellness, giving you the tools to thrive rather than merely survive. Self-care goes far beyond superficial gestures like bubble baths or spa days, though those can have their place too. Real self-care is about managing your energy and well-being wisely. This means prioritizing enough sleep to recharge your body, eating nourishing foods that fuel you, and engaging in regular physical activity to release endorphins and reduce stress. It's about taking care of your emotional health too. Checking in with yourself, journaling, meditating, or even just taking a few moments to breathe deeply during a hectic day. Treat yourself like someone worth protecting and nurturing, because you are. Set boundaries unapologetically. This is often one of the hardest parts of recovery, but also one of the most empowering. Learn to say no to tasks, commitments, and people that drain your energy or add unnecessary stress to your life. Saying no doesn't make you selfish. It makes you wise. When you protect your time and energy, you're better able to focus on the things that truly matter, including your mental and physical health. Remember, saying no to others sometimes means saying yes to yourself, and that's not just okay. It's vital. Prioritizing your well-being is not indulgent or optional, it's essential. By practicing self-care and setting boundaries, you create the foundation for a healthier, more balanced life, one where you can thrive without burning out. Recovery is a continuous journey. Overcoming addiction and managing stress isn't a one-time achievement or a box you check off. It's a continuous, lifelong process. There will be moments of success and pride, but there will also be setbacks. Some days you may forget your tools, react poorly, or feel like you've stalled completely. And that's okay. Growth is messy and non-linear, but it's still growth. Every stumble is an opportunity to learn and build resilience. One of the most important aspects of recovery is practicing self-compassion. Talk to yourself like you'd talk to a dear friend, with kindness, patience, and understanding. When you fall, remind yourself that everyone stumbles and that it's part of being human. Each day offers a fresh chance to improve, learn, and make better choices. Recovery isn't about being perfect. It's about consistently choosing to move toward a healthier path, no matter how many times you have to start over. Remember, you are stronger than you think, and every small step you take toward healing matters. Celebrate your progress, no matter how small it may seem, and keep moving forward. You deserve a life filled with balance, intention, and peace. And with time and effort, it's absolutely within your reach. Key takeaways. Before we wrap up, here are 5 key reminders to carry with you from this episode. Acknowledge and understand the root causes of addiction and stress. Awareness is the first step to change. Take the time to reflect on the patterns, triggers, and underlying factors driving habits or negative emotions. Understanding these roots can help pave the way for sustainable progress. Implement mindfulness techniques like focused breathing and journaling to regain control in the moment. Mindfulness is a powerful tool that helps ground you in the present. Simple practices like deep breathing or writing down your thoughts can provide clarity and calm in challenging situations. Seek professional guidance. Therapy or counseling can transform your recovery journey. Professionals offer valuable insights, tools, and a safe space to unpack what you're going through. Don't hesitate to reach out for help. It can make all the difference. Practice self-care daily and set realistic boundaries to maintain balance. Prioritize yourself by incorporating small acts of self-care into your routine, such as exercising, meditating, or taking breaks. Setting boundaries, whether in relationships or work, can also protect your mental well-being and ensure long-term balance. Understand that recovery is an ongoing process, requiring patience and self-compassion. Change doesn't happen overnight, and setbacks are a natural part of the process. Be kind to yourself, celebrate small victories, and remember that every step forward is progress. By embracing these strategies, you can create a foundation for healthier habits, emotional resilience, and personal growth. Closing thoughts. If you're listening to this right now, it means you're already taking steps toward growth and healing. That takes courage. Remember, you're stronger than the stress, stronger than the addiction, and more than capable of building a fulfilling, joyful life. For more resources, practical tools, and support, visit our website at insert URL here. And if you need a helping hand, don't hesitate to reach out for professional guidance. Thank you for tuning in to Rebuilding Lives podcast. My hope is that today's conversation has inspired you to take meaningful, actionable steps forward. Until next time, stay kind to yourself and keep pushing for the life you deserve.